Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine and I am so excited to have you join me today. So much to talk about. Don't even know whether I start, you know, up is down and left is right, but we're just going to get into it and just have a great hour together. Weren't the last 2 hours amazing with Q? Oh my goodness. We learned so much and it's so nice to hear friends and new voices come on and share what's going on. We learn from each other, and that's kind of the point, is that we're learning from each other. We're all in this process and we're growing and we're learning, and you might pick up a tidbit here and a tidbit there. It's like a breadcrumb that helps you go, oh, that means something more than just, wow, that's really great to hear. So first things first, thank you for everybody that reaches out to say, hey, you're doing great. So I can't respond to everybody, and please know that I do get your messages, and I am so thankful for each and every one of them. I also want to especially take a moment to just tell BBS Radio and TV how much I appreciate them. This day is a heavy packed day for them on the Q train, and as you guys know, there are a lot of attacks that happen, and you know, we get knocked off the air, and we get back up and we jump right back in the ring. So that also means that they're having challenges on their end too. So having worked in the behind the scenes at a radio station, I know what happens when things happen. You know, people are jumping through hoops trying to make sure it wasn't on their end. So my love to each and every one of you at BBS Radio. You guys are absolutely on the front lines and taking the hits. And I, for one, recognize that. And I just want to say my deepest, deepest, beautiful love to you. And I am just humbled to be a part of the BBS Radio team as far as being a talk show host on here with Whiplash Talk. Couldn't have done it without you guys. Couldn't have put it together without you guys. And no way I could do it without each and every one of you. I also want to say thank you to so many people out there that are tuning in for the first time that have no idea what Whiplash Talk is all about, how it started. You just stumbled across the show today. Stick with me. It'll be fun. This show started... I lost, that's not the right word to say. My mother transitioned 2 years ago in January, and people would say the apple didn't fall far from the tree. We would finish each other's sentences. We would finish each other's jokes. We would both just look at each other and bust out laughing because we knew what each other was thinking. If she hurt, I hurt. If I hurt, she hurt. And we lived many, many, many miles apart. And when I lost her, it was a big one. And so I was lost. And I had a partner at the time. His name was Bill. And he really helped me through a lot of that. And just going to give you the 30,000-foot flyover. A year ago this March, Bill passed away. And so it was kind of like a double whammy. So it was like a whiplash. It's like, okay, what just happened in my life? My life just literally, as they would say, went in the dumper, or, you know, left is right, up is down, backwards is forwards, and I don't even know which way to go. And so one of my first calls into Q was, how do you deal with grief? And I remember his response. I was like, oh, that's pretty damn cold there. You're supposed to be this beautiful, lovely source spirit filled with love. And it was like, what was that? Can I get a little mermaid love with that? Because that was pretty harsh. But he was like, you know, grief is an emotion, and it's not real. It's an enemy's tool to be used against you to, you know, keep you down and to feed off of you and off of your energies. And I'm like, well, could you at least just tell me how to deal with the broken heart and the, you know, that, you know, you just feel like that. Now that I'm 2 years out of my mother's transition and about a year out of Bill's, I completely understand what he was saying. And to anybody that is at the very beginning of that, just keep putting your foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other, and kind of like the snowman on the Christmas movie, put one foot in front of the other. So anyway, just keep walking, because you will breathe again. You will laugh again. Your heart will not absolutely be crushed. You still miss them. You miss the presence of them, but it does get, I don't know if I want to say it gets easier. I think the best way, a friend of mine told me right after my mother's passing, that it doesn't get easier, but the pain gets softer. So that was a really good explanation to me. And it has come to pass. It's a softer hurt, and it's something that I'm still growing through. I'm still doing this show and still here for people that, if you're on your, as they say, dark night of the soul, everything in your world came crashing down around your ears and you don't even know how to begin to get out of it, that's okay. It is like Mermaid said, you know, going through the ascension process is like swimming through mud. And I look at it as a very thick clay-based mud. And you're like just kind of slugging your way through with one stroke after the other, just barely being able to pull yourself forward. And it's okay, because I'm here. I'm with you. And I probably am getting to a little bit more water than clay now. In my mud puddle, but I'm still swimming through it. And my knowledge base, I know that our knowledge base is completely within us. It's just I have not been able to work past, get through, deprogram some of the barcodes, et cetera, and so forth, I think, that are holding me back. But I have some really great friends that I talk to, and they all help me so much. And even pointing out simple things that maybe I didn't see the forest for the trees. For instance, I was like, you know, how do you know so many of your breadcrumbs? And they just gently pointed out, well, you have breadcrumbs too. And they started pointing them out, and I'm like, oh, that's a breadcrumb. Oh, and then I started realizing some of my breadcrumbs on my own, but I just didn't realize, wow, that's a breadcrumb. I didn't even know that that was a breadcrumb. So things that you left for yourself from, you know, from from your previous self. We'll just leave it at that. So I did come from, as everybody knows, from raised in a Christian background, not necessarily Catholic. Mine was more Protestant, and then a non-denominational background. And so I have to kind of work through the deprogramming of that as well. You know, what did the Bible say about, you know, Jesus and what was right and what was wrong and what was written to very sneakily? You guys, don't tell me that's not a word. I'm going to make it a word. The dark side, the dark forces have been very sneaky about using something that was true and maybe just shifting it just 1 to 2 degrees to rewrite the story to completely, after that 1 to 2 degrees, when you've got that, you know, you've got like the triangle starting with 1 or 2 degrees, the further out you go, the wider that gets and the further it gets you from the correct path. So those of you that know geometry or know where I'm going with this. So once you're doing that and you just go further and further through life and you stay on that path where you're following the story of Jesus from the Bible that was written by man and intended to knock you a little off your path, not a little, knock you off your path, then you look at, okay, well, if I'm not supposed to be there, maybe I should make a 180 degree turnaround and look to what are they taking my eyes off of. And Bill was that person in my life that very softly, very gently red-pilled me. I I was clueless. I always knew that there was something special in my life, something different, unique, not special as in I'm special and you are not, but different, unique. And listening to what was going on in the world and learning about, you know, child trafficking and the adrenochrome and Pizzagate and frazzle drip and all of that stuff was just a big whiplash for me. Big. And I was even a flight attendant back in the days in my early 20s. And, you know, we were trained to watch for certain things for, you know, child abduction or even adults that were being held captive by males or females that were holding adults against their will or children against their will. And my Oklahoma came out, my Southern came out, will. And so they, that particular part of getting that knowledge and then realizing that what was being said was absolutely accurate and true. One, it checked with my heart center. It was not outside of something I was comfortable with. Even though I didn't like the data or the information, it still settled like, okay, this is correct. This is truth. And what is on mainstream media and what is in Hollywood and what is coming across the pulpit and what is coming out of the banking system and what is coming out of the elites and why is Bill Gates buying up all of the farmland across the United States? That's not his MO. What is the meaning behind that? Why would he want all the farmland? And then you find out from the WHO that they're, you know, wanting us to eat bugs that, you know, and et cetera and so forth, and no more meat. And now we've got, you know, all of the threats of salmonella, and they're wiping out all of our eggs. And next thing you know, they're wiping out all of our meat. And next thing you know, here you go. Here's your bugs. Eat your bugs. And, you know, what's in that grasshopper with all of those, you know, horse hair, you know, parasites, et cetera, and so forth. And it's kind of like, wow, he buys up all the farmland so we don't have a way to grow our own food whenever they cut off our food supply. And so drip, 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 as Bill kept sending stuff to me and exposing me to things, that is how I really, after my mother's passing and then after Bill's passing, I was cut off from my source, Bill. I was cut off from him and my person to bounce things off of, and my person to, he was such a huge protector and such a warrior. So I always felt safe, even though the world around me that I thought was rosy and beautiful and sweet and perfect, not literally, but you know what I mean, in my perfect, you know, white picket fence world, I always had a brave protector and a warrior there between me and the evil. And when he passed, it was gone in my perception. And so with that, I had to kind of jump into this and go, okay, what am I going to do? And I started looking for anybody else that was going through what I was going through. And there wasn't anybody. They were all saying, as I've said on the show before, they were all through their quote unquote dark night of the soul. And they were clean and didn't smell bad and, you know, didn't have any mud on them, didn't have any, you know, scrapes and scratches and cuts and bruises and blood and guts and all of that. And I'm like, okay, I'm not there. I can't really relate to where you are. I need somebody in the trenches. And so that's why I enlisted, and I'm in the trenches for you and with you. And that is how With Less Talk was birthed. So welcome to my show. Welcome to this journey with me. Please feel free to go back to the beginning. The first ones were a little rough because I was really raw and really hurting. But it's good to know the history and the background. And maybe it'll resonate with you, and maybe some of the previous shows will be where you're at. Or maybe you're a little further ahead of me and you can kind of relate and look back and go, you know what? I'm doing it. I've got this down. I am on my way to ascension. You know, even though I'm swimming through mud, I'm on my way and I've got this. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, I don't watch the news anymore. And so I just pick up things that I hear from people, and I'll get some things off that are not mainstream media things, something on Telegram or something on Rumble, things like that. And man, we've had a lot of aircraft type things falling out of the sky recently. And that is unique to me. And I, having been in the aviation industry before, it's odd that with the radar systems that we have, that these instances would be happening repeatedly, like right here, very close together. And so I encourage you just to tap into that and try to figure out, okay, why is this happening? And what is going on? And what would be the reason for this to happen? Is it something that we need to know about? Is it even real? Did it really happen? Were you there when it happened? I'm not saying it didn't. I'm just saying these are the questions that I always ask myself. You know, somebody comes into work and says, you know, Black Hawk runs into passenger jet, goes into water, no survivors, and then you hear there are some survivors. What is the purpose of that story, and why is mainstream media putting it out there? And is it a white hat release of information, or is it a black hat release of information, dark hat release of information? So for those of you that are still, you know, watching your Fox News or your CNN, constant negative news, or, oh, I said that out loud, didn't I? Sorry, CNN or your local, you know, your ABC, NBC, CBS, you know, those channels. Please be aware that that's a lot of MK Ultra programming coming across the airwaves towards you. So watch what's, we used to have a song in church. It was like, be careful little ears what you hear, you know, be careful little eyes what you see, you know, that thing. And I'm not going to sing the whole song, but be careful little eyes, little ears what you see and what you hear, and be careful little mouth what you speak. Because we're in the last part of the battle. And as you know, when the enemy is going down and we have victory, we're just in the last parts of, you know, taking no prisoners, et cetera, and so forth, that they're going to throw everything they have and try to take as many of us out as they can. So just be aware. Just be aware, nothing to be afraid of, but just be careful of what you let into your space. I also wanted to talk a little bit about, as you guys know, that have been with me for a while, I have a new kitten. She's growing like a weed. She's not that little anymore, but yet she's still 110% kitten. And so if you walked through my house, you would see drapes that are like tucked up, you know, where she can't get to them yet. You would see furniture moved so she can't get to paintings on the wall. You would see on my kitchen island, I literally have it lined like abutting each other, big gallon bottles of water or big drinking, you know, bottles of water up against the very edge of my kitchen island, because across from that is the back of my sofa where Evil Knievel performed her Grand Canyon jump and actually made it across to the kitchen island with a foot and a half clearance, mind you. So I'm like, okay, she's now big enough to make the Grand Canyon jump. So I had to put water bottles up to deter her. So far it's worked. I've had to move the garbage can to the inside of the pantry, because as soon as she figures out that she could get up there, it's just a step up. It's not even a jump to get up onto the kitchen island. It's been hilarious trying to stay ahead of her. She understands, you know, scratch and post is there, and she loves that. And she's great at scratching on the scratch and post, but she also likes to scratch other places. And so we're doing a little water bottle corrections every once in a while, and they seem to work just fine. And she is a talker, and so she will communicate with me. I still don't quite understand her language, but she will let me know that she is talking to me. So she's doing great. She is still, I thought about calling her Fuegonista for a while because she is fire. But we're still sticking with Edwina. Edwina's stuck. So she's Edwina Scissorpaws, who channels her inner piranha. That is still 110% true. I'm believing it's backing off a bit. It's not as often that we encounter Miss Edwina. So usually she's Winnie Pooh or Wee Woo or Win Win, but sometimes she's Edwina. And that means she is in full, like, bounce off the wall mode. So she's a lot of fun. My other cat is not so sure she's a lot of fun, but he plays with her now and they have fun and then he's done. So that is the kitten update. Work has been a challenge, I will say that. I don't know about you guys, but I believe that if we're not in our highest and best excitement, as Q says, and we're not doing what truly, truly makes us want to leap out of bed, that we should be trying to get to that point. And I absolutely love what I do. And in the same breath, I don't believe that that is my highest and best excitement anymore. I'm working on the public side of the development counter, not the private side. So there's a lot of challenges there. And we've talked about a particular challenge that's there right now, where a particular entity that we deal with believes that I have a personal vendetta against them. And they filed a lawsuit against us, the city. We filed a motion to dismiss, and that motion to dismiss was recently denied. But it was also mentioned that the person, the entity filing the case, had 10 days to better define what their case was, because the judge pretty much said, you got to tell me what you're filing here. I'm denying the motion to dismiss, but on the same breath, you got to tell me what you're doing here, because I can't really make a case, or I can't really support what you're asking for. So we're in that 10-day period right now. And then, you know, it'll come back to us and our attorney to be able to address what's going on. So that's a real bummer, but I do believe that light will prevail, and I'll leave it at that. So if any of you out there are facing things in your job and you think that everybody on the radio has all their, sorry, BBS, all their, you know, poop in a scoop, you know, all their shit lined out. No, we're on the radio and we're facing stuff just like you guys are. You know, I hear people that are facing, you know, that their house is being repossessed and that they're in a battle for things like that. And I've been there before. I've been there when I thought I was going to lose everything. And so just know that even though we're on the radio and we're here to communicate with you and to encourage you and to bring laughter and life and fun to you through certain things, we are going through it too. And so we're here for you, and we're here to make sure that that the harmonics of our voices, or that the light that we have is something that you can hold on to and to relate to and to, what's the word I'm looking for? Lean on. So with that, I wanted to talk a little bit about, have you guys ever done a vision board? And I know it sounds kind of silly, but those of us that are listening to, you know, the homesteading show with Q and then doing timelines and stuff, you know, where are we going? What do we want? What kind of place do we want? Where's our legacy? Where's our legacy place? I have lived in many different places in my life. And my question is my legacy place even a part of where I've lived before, or is it in another country? Do I need to be looking in a different country, or do I need to be looking at past places where I've lived, and where do I feel tied to? And so I have a vision board based on previous things that I was working on. And some of the things I had on here, I put on my vision board, not just things that I want to keep in front of my eyes on maybe a piece of property that I'm interested in, like for, you know, homesteading, or, you know, for timelines, you know, putting the new earth, you know, putting just even the words new earth on there to keep me focused on, hey, you make sure you keep in your heart center and you focus on that's where you're going. But a couple of things on here I thought I would share with you guys, because it's for me, I've always gravitated towards sayings, things that say things that mean something to me. And so I have on my vision board right now that even the words just rising above. And that means so much in so different arenas. It's like rising above the tide, rising above the evil, rising above, you know, the mundane, rising above dot, dot, dot. What does it mean to you? And rising above to me does not mean rising above to suppress others. It means rising above, it could be challenges. It could be rising above the bar that I set last year. So where am I setting the bar this year? And then I have on here an appetite for more. And I think that really speaks to where I am right now in this ascension path that I'm on. I have an appetite for more, and I hunger to know more. I comprehend that all my knowledge is within me, within source. I comprehend that, but I haven't tapped into everything. So I have an appetite for more. Who am I? We had somebody on the calls earlier today. What's my legacy name? What's my in legacy home, what's my that? And it's like, I have an appetite for more. Who am I? And I've always said this. I said this to Lucia Nicola Evans before, and on with the ladies that I do. I keep saying, I'm going to get rid of that. I really am. I've shared with the ladies on our, I want to say course, but it's really just like, man, it's just like a love fest. It's like 2 hours of solid love fest. It's wonderful. And we're in our second phase of, we went through one course and then we've just started another course with the same group of ladies. And we've added another beautiful being that I'm just super excited about. And so where I'm going with this, sorry, rabbit trail, sorry, squirrel. Where I'm going with this is, okay, I have an appetite for more. So who am I? And I laugh with this group of ladies saying, what's my superpower? You know, I want my cape. I want my, you know, my wristlets, you know, you know, fighting off the bullets and stuff like that. I'm like, what is my superpower? And I joke about it because I don't really know how to say it, but I truly do want to know, why did I agree to sign up and what is my purpose and who am I? There have been some things recently revealed on some of the shows with Being Inspired with Q that now are out in the open, and I'm still not 100% in my knowledge base of everything. So that was something that I wanted to share with you guys. Maybe put that in a journal, you know, an appetite for more. What are you hungry for? What are you truly hungry for? What do you hunger for? What do you desire? And how are you going to get it? How are you going to get there? And then I have on here, everyone wants to be a beast. It's a picture of a lion that has just been in a fight, been in a lot of fights. It's a male lion, been in a lot of fights. Scars all over his nose, above his eye, over on his cheek, and then he's got blood on his nose and in the fur that's next to his, you know, mouth where he's been, you know, eating his dinner. And it says everyone wants to be a beast until it's time to do what real beasts do. So going back to an appetite for more, everyone wants to be a beast until it's time to do what real beasts do. I'm wanting to make sure I'm prepared, that I am prepared for what I signed up to do. You know, did I sign up to be a warrior? I have a friend that is in my group with Lucia that has a solid, solid warrior spirit. And she is truly hungering and asking and seeking knowledge on what is this warrior spirit? She's embracing it. What is this warrior spirit? Why do I have this warrior spirit? And how am I to use this warrior spirit? Instead of like, why am I like this? She is embracing it and saying, I am like this and let me understand why. How am I to use this? And so that is something I'm encouraging everybody to do, is just to, who are you? You know that song, you know, I'm not going to sing it, sorry, but the Who Are You song, you know, who are you? Okay, so I did sing it a little bit. So who are you? You know, I really want to know, wow, you know, who are you? Ask yourself, who am I? And then embrace it, and then dig, figure out who you are, because we need each of us being and doing who we are and what we know. And when all of us are operating at our higher vibrational levels, that is how we conquer the darkness, because we are up at our higher frequencies and we are just like, Q said about Aloha, we're just light bombs, you know, dropping these bombs of light everywhere, but in our own space and in our own presence. I'm not trying to be an Aloha. Aloha's not trying to be Lucia, that kind of thing. We're all being who we are. So everyone wants to be a beast. You know, we want to be badass. We want to be like, I can do this. And then, but when the rubber meets the road, until it's time to do what real beasts do. So who are we? I just want to encourage you guys to be ferocious. Be absolutely ferocious and seeking out that knowledge that is inside all of us. And just start peeling back the layers of the onion. Just start peeling it back one by one. And well, look at that. Huh, who knew that? Okay, well, let me embrace that. Going back to the warrior spirit, let's use that. Oh, okay, well, let me keep digging. Let me keep pulling back and figuring out why I am a warrior. And how to best use that spirit in the now, you know, because we're here now for a reason. So The last thing, since I'm kind of talking about lions, I love cats. I guess you guys can tell, huh? So there's another picture I have on here. And being a female in a male-dominated industry, this one really spoke to me. And it's a male lion with a female lion just right on the side of his face, just roaring as loud and as vicious as she can. It's just like, rawr, right? And it says, find your inner lioness, find your inner roar, and never let it go, ever. And so you can be the most gentle, meek, I'm not saying weak, there's a difference between meek and weak. Find your inner lion or lioness, and you can be a very meek, gentle being, but still have the strength that you're supposed to have. You can be a very strong personality, and you can still have a meek spirit to you. Get past your gifting qualities and traits and get into past that on how to use them skillfully. So those of you that have more of a type A personality, get past the bark or the bite and get into the, how do I help lift these leaders up and lift them to a higher plane than where I'm at? That is beautiful. And for those that tend to be, they really enjoy being more meek, not weak. They intend to be more meek. That's okay. You can lead from that strength because meekness is a beautiful strength. So lead from that meekness and go and encourage others to grow and be and do and achieve their highest goals and dreams and visions. As light beings, as people of source, as source, we're here for a purpose. We're here for this time to guide and lead and direct and take as many people with us as we can on this ascension path. And Q has asked me many times questions on, you know, how do we reach the people that are in your realm, in your sphere? And I haven't really truly been able to answer that question in full confidence that I've covered every aspect of it. I have friends that are close friends that we may go years without talking, but if we picked up the phone, it would be like we never missed a beat. It would be like we just talked 10 minutes ago. But there are so many people out there that truly believe that what the Bible says is true, or what Buddha says is true, or what other religions say is true, and everybody else be damned. It's not, you know, it's my way or the highway, and I must take as many of you with me. So now here I am on the other side saying I was there, and you've got all of these different religions on one side in the bar ditch or in the gutter, however you relate to being on a road and on either side of the street. You've got them on one side, and then you cross the road and you get over to the other side. And how do you lasso them with a rope and pull them over to the other side? And I'm like, that's a really, really good question, because the programming, the MK Ultra programming and the religion has been set like this for so long that if anybody is to come and try to tell you that the Bible is wrong, or that, you know, Buddhism is wrong, or Judaism is wrong, or whatever, there are safeguards in those teachings to tell them that it's coming. and that it's going to be from, speaking of Christianity, that it's from Satan himself. And it's like, wait, so now you're not just on the center of the road trying to pull them up to the center of the road. You have to go to the other side of the ditch and try to pull them up to the center of the road. So you're kind of behind the power curve. And so I was driving to work the other day, and there are a lot of billboards along this highway that I drive down. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that would be so good to put on these different billboards something to the effect of, I think we've all been lied to, .. You know, and then put on there, you know, BBS radio, TV, you know, Whiplash Talk, you know, with Sunshine. And then the next billboard, you know, something else to that effect. And the next billboard, something else, but always directing them back to BBS radio for timelines or for being inspired with Q or for homesteading or for Whiplash Talk or for all of the other wonderful shows that Robin and Lauren and Sosha and everybody is doing. Oh gosh, I probably forgot somebody. And I'm just, you guys just give me grace. It's Ascension Brain. So if I didn't name somebody, please don't be offended. So all of those different shows to be able to point them on different billboards. And it's like, and then just let them hear the truth themselves instead of trying to drag them to the center of the road personally, you know, use the tools we have. And so I thought, hey, that might be a good idea. But then of course, you know, billboards are like $1,500 a piece right now. So I've been trying to figure out how to do that. And there've got to be more people out there that, me being from the Christian side of things and also the patriot side of things, you guys know that as well about me. So many good-hearted people out there, 110%, you know, Trump supporters believing for, you know, great things, et cetera, and so forth. But then so entrenched in religion that they can't see the forest for the trees. They have that fight component, and they realize that things are not right constitutionally, et cetera, and so forth. But they also have that faith component that they will not, you know, lean from. And in looking at that, it's admirable. It really is. I was there. And I don't really know how I got out of it other than Bill loved me enough to slowly red pill me and to expose me to that. So how are we to be Bill to others? How do we get that out to others? How do we do that when we really don't have time right now to do for the masses, to do one-on-one slow drip, drip, drip? How do we now flood the masses without fracturing them? So that's my question to you. How are you going to do it? Because we're all tasked with trying to take as many of, you know, go find our light beings and try to get as many as we can across the finish line. And I think I'll take a little bit of a break. I've talked for quite a while. You guys, I'm sorry. You guys are probably like, wow, she's just meandering from subject to subject. I think I'll take a little bit of a break, and then we'll close out and get ready for, I'll come back and then we'll close out and get ready to go with Being Inspired with Q. I'm not sure, but I think we may have Aloha with us. I'm pretty sure she's going to be there. It sounds like Mermaid may be there. So maybe another fun show. They're always fun. So PBS, if it's okay with you, I think I'll go ahead and take about a 2-minute break, play my favorite song on the planet. I love my music. And then I'll come back and we'll close out the show, guys. We'll talk to you in 2 minutes. Thanks, guys. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for letting me take a little bit of a break. I am back with you. I just wanted to come back and just talk a little bit more about what's going on and where I believe we're going. We've got a pretty great show lined up for Being Inspired with Q coming up in a few minutes, coming up at the top of the hour. I don't think I talked about the quilt that I am making out of Bill's shirts and jeans for his daughter. I have finished the quilt top. I just need to put the borders on and then it will go off and be quilted. I've told you guys, it's not the most technically, it's not technically, it's not the most technical, savvy quilt that I've made, but it is. I'm very pleased with how it came together. I think his daughter will really, really feel the love that's behind it. I think it's going to be a good closure for me too, for you guys to know. I think sometimes, you know, you need to have closure. And as Q says, you know, there's no rearview mirror. You know, don't look in the rearview mirror. The past is the past, and we don't live there, and we quite actually don't live in the future either. We live in the now. So I think this will be good for me to get it out the door once I get it back from the long arm quilter and get the labels sewn on and everything. I think once I get that done, I think it'll be good for me to close that chapter. I still miss him, but I do know that he's still here in my heart. And if you guys have listened to some other shows, you know a little bit more about who Bill was and how we connected. So it goes a little bit back to, you know, when Q talks about he always knows where Mermaid is, and we were talking about twin flames and et cetera and so forth, and about how, you know, twin flames always know where their twin flame is. And so being found and being located has been incredible. And I know that is a special thing for all of us. There aren't very many of us out there, guys. And if you're listening to my show, if you're listening to, as we call it, the Q Train on Saturday, if you're listening to that, we're all family. And we're all a part of each other. And as Q talked about recently about how if you take a snowflake and you put it into a 3D view to where you can, you know, turn it, look at it, and turn it upside down and look at this snowflake, that sometimes, you know, the snowflake, you know, will move back, and sometimes it'll move forward, and sometimes it'll move back and over. That's how we are as family. And no one is more important than the other. We're all just, you know, frequency. We're all just energy working and interworking with each other. So that's why sometimes when you meet somebody, you instantly have that connection. And when you have that, that is something that is to be treasured and loved and nurtured, because we're family. And so I just wanted to thank you guys for being a part of my show and for being a part of my family and for crying with me whenever I cry, and for laughing with me whenever I laugh, and for laughing at my silly jokes whenever they're not very silly, or whenever I bring up some serious stuff to talk about, that you guys will stay and listen. I know this show has just been kind of a sit around the coffee table, drink your cup of coffee, and let's have just a talk with sunshine, but I think we kind of needed that, because some of the other shows were getting into some meat and potatoes of things that are incredibly complex. And sometimes we just need to sit around the coffee table with our best friend, our family members, and just, what's going on in your world? And so I just wanted to give you a what's going on in my world. Let you know, even though I'm on the radio, I don't have it all figured out. And it's okay. I'm okay with that. Now, would I like to have everything figured out and have my superhero cape and my, you know, my amulets, you know, where I can, you know, fight off all of the fiery darts and et cetera and so forth. Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, I want to be, you know, the Source Wonder Woman. That'd be awesome. But I don't have it all figured out, but I'm okay with that. And I have family members that I touch base with, and they're all over the world. And it's okay, because when one needs a little encouragement, the other one's there. And I truly enjoy the connections that I've made through this radio program and through the courses that I've taken with Lucia Nicola Evans. And I encourage you to use her as a resource, because she and her classes are amazing. I do want to let you know that Lucia and Margie are doing their Costa Rica retreat, and it is going to be, they have one space left, guys, so you better like knock them down and go get it quick. But they have one space left, and it's in February. It's coming up really soon. And just contact Lucia at her website, or Margie. You can get a hold of Margie as well. And I apologize, I don't have that up in front of me, but it's Lucia Nicola Evans. I think it's lucianicolaevans.com, if I'm not mistaken. I'm stalling right now as I'm looking on WhatsApp so I can get some information for you. But yeah, here we go. They have one spot left for the retreat in Costa Rica from February 9th to the 20th. And you guys, if I could break away and I was not planning another trip in September, I would be all over that one, because that one is going to be a special time. And I know some people that are going on that I would love to get to meet in person, but it'll come. I'll get to meet them in person another time, Robin. So they do have another retreat that's going to be in June in California. So those of us that maybe cannot travel overseas right now, that would be a really good one to look at, to be June in California, if you like sand and sun and fun. And then they're planning two in Europe in September. And they're not on Lucia's website yet, but you can still reach out to them and make contact. And either one of them can get you guys some more information. So I've got about a couple minutes left, and I just wanted to tell you guys, reach outside of your comfort zone a little bit and make those friends. There's some people that I've talked to recently that were like, I'm so glad that we have connected. And I'm like, me too, because it's nice to have somebody to talk to whenever you want to talk about, you know, what you're growing through and what you're going through. So, you know, for Sarah that was just on earlier with Q, what a great call and what great questions. And it was so fun to hear her and to hear Q and many others as well. I can't even call them all out by name, but incredible questions. And thank you for sharing your lives with us so we can learn from you as well. So find your buddies, find your friends, and know that I love each and every one of you deeply, beyond grateful for each and every one of you, for your support as you support my show, as you support me energetically as well. Much, much love to you. Much love to the Q crew. And I love you, BBS Radio. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of the family here at BBS. I am truly, truly beyond grateful. Love to you all. I will see you at the top of the hour with Q. Much love. Bye.